Standing in front of the entrance to Hagia Sophia, we immediately notice the flying buttresses that conceal the west facade of the building. These structural elements, usually associated with Gothic architecture in Western Europe, were built at an unknown date. Some experts have assumed that they were constructed by the Knights of the Fourth Crusade, who conquered the city in 1204, but there is no evidence for that. Most likely, Byzantine builders independently came up with this solution out of necessity to add support to the aging building. Moving towards the entrance, we pause for a moment at the pit to examine some of the archaeological excavations that have uncovered parts of the basilica destroyed during the Nika revolt. This church was built by Emperor Theodosius in the 5th century. But this was not the first church to stand here. Theodosius's church replaced an earlier basilica built by Emperor Constantius II. This first church was also destroyed in riots incited by the expulsion of the popular Archbishop John Chrysostom in the year 404. Therefore, Hagia Sophia is the third church built on these grounds. In the pit, we can see the carved stone fragments from the monumental entrance to the Theodosian church. Several of the large fragments are part of the architrave, a horizontal beam carried by columns, and they depict a series of standing lambs. There would have been 12 lambs, symbolizing the 12 apostles. The lamb was commonly depicted in the early centuries of Christian art for its symbolic association with Jesus Christ, who was seen as the Good Shepherd and his lambs the faithful. But Christ himself was also regarded as the Lamb of God, Agnus Dei, as mentioned in the Gospel of John. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This was a symbolic reference to his sacrifice for the salvation of humanity.